Yeah, the last couple of weeks have been, you know, a lot of time spent in the training room, a lot of time spent with the strength trainers, the athletic trainers, you know, doing whatever they say, however many times a day, getting what I need to get done. I've made progress each day to the point where, you know, I feel like I can get back and start doing, you know, some drills and practice.
How much catching up do you think you have to do right now? There's quite a bit of competition amongst that tight end group right now.
Yeah, there is. You know, one of the benefits of getting to sit back is you get to kind of see the whole picture offensively, schematically of what we're doing. So, you know, mentally I feel very prepared and, you know, ready to get in and do everything that I'm asked to do from a mental standpoint. Right now, physically, they're still working me back into things. So it'll be an ongoing process, however long that takes. But I feel prepared, you know, mentally and in my ability to do, you know, what I got to get done.
Were you getting at all anxious or antsy to get back on the field, just seeing the tight ends do what they're doing on the field?
Absolutely. It's very hard to watch. It's very hard to watch. You know, unfortunately, I've been a spectator for majority of my time here so far. You know, it's something you got to be patient with, because this hamstring injury is not something you can tough through. You know, like some injuries where you can wrap it up and get out there. Hamstring, you'll just keep re-injuring it if you try to do that. So I've had to be patient. It's been very, very difficult, very frustrating at times, you know, watching instead of playing. But my time will come.
Do you think that, I mean, coming from an Ivy League school, doing the stuff that you do, do you feel that mentally you're ready? I mean, do you think that mentally the playbook and everything, that you're ready to go and you understand this offense and you don't need much time to kind of grasp it?
I do feel I'm ready. I mean, one, you can control the things you control. If I can't get on the field, I can be in my notes and in my playbook and in the meetings just as diligently as anybody else. So I do feel prepared to play. I do feel that I know what I'm doing. Now it's just a matter of being able to get out there and do it.
Is that what you have been doing, just getting your head in the notes every day?
Absolutely, yep.
How did the injury occur? Did it happen in when your guys were running a conditioning test, or were you hurt before that, weren't you?
Yeah, I was hurt initially during mini camp back in the spring.
Right.
It was just while I was running a route, my hamstring pulled, and you know, I started my recovery process from there.
It must have been pretty serious then for it to last as long.
Yeah, it was minor, but it's been reoccurring. So I've had to take the time to get it healthy, get it better, so that it doesn't keep reoccurring.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe yourself as a tight end?
I'm very much a hybrid tight end wide receiver in my own mind. One who's able to block and is big enough and strong enough to block. But really my training up to this point in my career and what I feel I'm best at is route running. So that being said, I can be used in different areas to, you know, create different mismatch opportunities. But, you know, really being strong and fast and mobile for my size is what I feel I bring to the table.
What's it like coming in as a rookie and you got a Pro Bowler like Gary Barnage to talk to and to lean on and learn from?
It's an extremely fortunate opportunity that I have, that we all have in that room, you know, the younger tight ends, to learn from somebody who's done it a long time and who has done it very well. He is like a coach. You know, and he's very helpful for all of us. He asks really good questions in meetings. He processes the game on a higher level and sees things that I, you know, need to learn to see out of defenses. And we've learned a lot from him.
How do the things that you've had to learn here compare to a course at Princeton?
It is a little bit like going to school. You know, you sit in meetings for probably half the day. You know, we meet longer than we practice. And your notebook is open, your textbook or playbook is open. There's notes on the screen, and you're looking at the screen, you're taking notes. And it's very much like going to school. Lots of detail.
This be an upper level course?
Yeah, I would say so. The playbook is thicker than most textbooks. Yeah.
When you look at a guy like Gary, not a high draft pick, doesn't have the, you know, the celebrity swag or however you want to define that. Do you look at him maybe as a little bit of a source of inspiration, as a guy who's coming from an Ivy League school who, you know, it's not exactly a conference that many people think of, you know, finding NFL players from?
Yeah, absolutely. Gary is a product of hard work and of consistency, and coaches in this league and on this team, they depend on him and they count on him and they trust him. So he's built that trust by being consistent, by doing things the right way, and that's how he's gotten to where he is.
Hey, Sal, excuse the bluntness of this question, but do you go online, do you read internet stuff? Because a lot of these guys who've never seen you say that the Browns made a mistake when they
you know,
do you see that stuff?
I've actually taken my internet browser off my phone, and I very rarely am online. So I hear it from other people sometimes, but I don't read it myself, no.
But what does that mean? What do you think? I mean, you haven't been able to practice. I don't know how they can make that assessment.
Yeah, you know, it's there's a lot of attention put on the draft because it's such a – because people love watching it so much. But player acquisition happens all year round, and people like me come in all the time and have roles on NFL rosters. And, you know, me coming from a smaller school and not being as well known as some of the other draft picks prior to the draft, that's just kind of the inevitable situation that I'm in. It's nothing that is bothersome or, you know, it's expected, in other words.
What do you think the importance of the second tight end position is in Hugh Jackson's offense? Do you have a feel of how much it's used?
Yeah, there's a huge importance on the second tight end, and there's also a huge importance on the third tight end. I mean, this is an offense that loves tight ends and will use tight ends. You know, there needs to be multiple guys in that room that know exactly what they're doing, can execute at a high level, and there'll be multiple tight ends on the field at the same time. It's very important.
And any of the three could be getting targeted in the passing game?
Absolutely. One? Yes.
Are your roles specific? Is it fullback? You might be in line or what?
That decision is the coach's. You know, we study for everything and are able to do everything in that room in terms of fullback, one tight end, two tight end, three tight end. The coaches put us where they think we will be the best, but we got to know them all.
And do you think, despite missing the first 10 days, that it's still a free-for-all for those two spots?
Again, I have no idea. That's the coach's decision. There's certainly a lot of good players in that room. The coaches will sort it out.